Today, Governor Patrick will be sworn into office at the State House for his second, and he says, final term. On Morning Edition yesterday, the governor laid out his priorities for the coming 4 years: job creation, improving student achievement, cutting health care costs, and reducing youth violence, among others. To help us preview today's inauguration, we asked Boston Globe columnist Joan Vinocki to our studios and asked if that list seemed too ambitious or not ambitious enough.
What he's talking about sounds pretty pragmatic, given the parameters of, you know, the budget and the fiscal situation, and pretty realistic, I would say.
What do you mean by that?
I went back and read the inaugural speech that he gave 4 years ago, which he outlined similar goals and a similar agenda in very poetic language. But basically, he was, you know, laying out the same agenda. And I think, you know, he's got a ways to go before he achieves it, and he realizes that.
In November, Patrick won re-election with 48% of the vote. It was a 6-point win, so somewhat convincing, but lacking a majority of voter support. With that margin, which is not exactly a mandate, does that make it tougher for him working on Beacon Hill, especially with the legislative leaders he had prickly relationships with in his first term?
I think that's a really interesting question, Bob, because a year ago, a lot of people thought that he couldn't win at all, that he was sort of destined to be a one-term governor. And when he won by a fairly convincing margin, 6%, I think there was a feeling of elation and a feeling that he had a lot of political capital stored up. But as you point out, I mean, the reality may be quite different. And political capital, which you can feel one moment, in the next minute shifts and can just disappear. And, you know, the agenda that he lays out in his inaugural speech can be much changed and dictated by current events.
Well, let's talk about how he might himself change how he's viewed up on Beacon Hill and maybe around the state. A lot has been made this week about Patrick acknowledging he's going to do more out-of-state traveling in the next few years to recruit new business, he says, to the state, to promote his upcoming book, and presumably to campaign in the 2012 re-election for his close friend Barack Obama. Do you think he runs the risk of being treated like a lame duck?
I think that's a dangerous agenda to start out on. People elected him to be governor of the state of Massachusetts, not to travel around promoting his book. And even though he's already said that he's not running for re-election, which takes some of the politics out of what he's doing, he can have a fairly unpleasant second term if the feeling is that his attention isn't focused here on Beacon Hill. And I don't think it'll be long before, you know, people who want to be the next governor start lining up.
Since he has said he's not running for re-election, I'm wondering if you think that allows him to take more political risks than might otherwise be the case if someone had to come back knowing that they were going to be seeking re-election in the next 2 years or the next 4 years. Does it allow him to take both political risks with what he'd like to accomplish in Massachusetts, but also free him up to do things around the country?
Well, that's his argument in all these interviews that he's given. So far, the steps that he's taken have shown kind of an ear that's fairly politically tuned. For example, requiring lawmakers to take a cut in salary, even though it's a nominal cut. So he hasn't done anything that shows a lot of risk-taking in my mind, but it's early. I mean, he hasn't been sworn in yet for a second term.
What do you expect him to say today in his inaugural address?
I think he's going to be, as we started off in this discussion, he's going to be more pragmatic than poetic. The last time around, he talked about let's reach for that, lofty goals and sort of a lot of inspirational talk. I think he's wiser. He knows better how Beacon Hill works, and he's going to sort of speak to that ethic of what it takes to get the legislature on the same page as he is so he has some accomplishments.
Patrick has made some changes to his leadership team in the last month or so, but largely it remains the same. Do you get the feeling that he's re-energized and ready for 4 more years in the working out of the corner office?
I think he sounds that way. He's consolidating power in a way that he didn't necessarily do the first time out. He's being more political and saying, I want people who are on the same page as I am. I want my team to be behind me. I want us to, you know, sort of move forward. And I think that, to me, sounds like a chief executive who is ready to start off with a fair amount of energy.
Some might argue it's also a chief executive who's thinking about his next political job so that he has a solid team behind him as he thinks about that. Do you think he's thinking about running for another office after he finishes with this one?
Well, I know that he says that he isn't. I wouldn't be surprised if he changed his mind.
Joan Vinnocchi, columnist for the Boston Globe, thank you very much for coming in.
Nice to be here.